Totally acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not plugged in, turned on, or now it's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic. I don't think the nodding along will come out and the recording on it, but that was lovely. So I've been learning loads and loads of new songs, because I've been trying to do different songs every time I do this, which got me out of my comfort zone after the first week, really. So this is a song I wrote over 20 years ago. No, not over 20 years, nearly 20 years ago, when I was a young man. And it's been really weird listening to this, learning this, because a lot of things I say in the song are just bloody idiotic. And let's do it first. And this is my when I was about 24, I wrote the song, so 16 years, so 3 years ago. And it was a time when I was drinking quite heavily and spent a lot of time saying, "I'll never drink again." And this song is called "I'll Never Drink Again." To all the women that I've kissed when I've been bloody pissed, all the men I've fought, all the beer I've bought, I'm gonna give the lot a miss, cause I'll never drink again. Never in all my life. You can keep your beer, you can leave it here, I'll never drink again. No more will I shout for bitter, mild and stout. From here on in, whiskey, rum and gin, red and white one are all right out, cause I'll never drink again. No more nights before, I'll be lean and fit, no more feeling shit, cause I'll never drink no more. Sundays will be great, mornings wide awake, put up lots of shells, go to church as well, and buy a Black and Decker bench work, mate, cause I'll never drink again. Not like I did last night, my head's in pain, my bowels aflame, I'll never drink again. Well, maybe once or twice, when the occasion's right, and a family do, I'll have one or two, but never more than nine, and a glass of wine with food. To refuse would appear too rude, and I'll only drink pints on a Saturday night or in the week if I'm in the mood. To all the women that I've kissed when I've been bloody pissed, short or tall, I've loved you all, and it's you I'm gonna miss, cause it's my belief I'll give up next week, and then I'll never drink again. And the stupid thing is, like, when I've been learning that again, you're just keep thinking, like, well, I've never fought any men ever. And saying all the women that I've kissed when I've been bloody pissed I think there were two.
It sounds good.
We wouldn't, if me and all the women I'd ever kissed while pissed went out, we would not really, it would be very unlikely that we'd need to go and find some extra chairs from anywhere. So that was that. So good. Others, and that's some, every time we have a validated meeting, that is a song that always comes up as one we might possibly re-record at some point, but we never have. This is another really, 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 really old song. And this is a true story based on when I had a bit of a tidy up in my old flat, which was a shithole of my own making, I think it's fair to say. I used to have a tape recorder on top of the fridge that I'd record songs into, and I took it down, and this is the true story of what happened. It's not true at the end, but this is the most true story of what happened when I did that. I had a ghetto blaster, it lived in the kitchen on top of the fridge, and though it wasn't very good, it was good enough for me. Well, when Wicked breathed its last, so I took a chance to take it down and take a glance at the back, and when I did that, what do you think I could see? I saw red and white sockets on the back to plug a hi-fi in. Well, what on earth's the point of that? I love my ghetto blaster, but I knew it was crap. It was never gonna form the basis of a modern hi-fi system. It's like a band that uses strings for no other reason than Oasis did. Like a pretty bitty baby with a big man string. Like a lad who washes lorries in a kitchen sink. Like red and white sockets on the back to plug a hi-fi in. red and white, red and white, red and white sockets. Red and white, red and white, red and white sockets. Red and white sockets, red and white sockets. Red and white sockets, red and white sockets. Red and white sockets on the back to plug a hi-fi in. Well, I failed to see the metaphor. A take that with attention was all that I saw, and it wasn't until later that the truth bore down on me. Because I went to take a little bath, and as I lay back in the bath, I felt discomfort on my back, and when I looked into the mirror, what do you think I could see? I saw red and white sockets on me back to plug a hi-fi in. Red and white sockets stuck to the back of me. They were red and white, red and white, red and white sockets. Red and white, red and white, red and white sockets. Red and white sockets, red and white sockets. Red and white sockets, red and white sockets. Red and white sockets on the back to plug a hi-fi in. Red and white sockets on the back to plug a hi-fi in. That's the first song I ever had that became even vaguely popular with anybody, ever. Because all my songs from then, almost all completely terrible. But I used to play in this pub. It was a gay pub. I didn't realise this until I'd been drinking there for about 6 years, which may partially explain the whole thing in the last song about not having kissed many girls. Although my own body odour might have also contributed to that. But yes, and we played there sort of every Sunday. We played there, and one time a guy turned up with some red and white sockets. It was all uphill from there. Right, so this one is a completely true story from start to finish. I have witnesses. This is a completely true story from start to finish, is it not?
I don't know. What is it?
Oh yeah. That's true, actually. That's, I should have said this is, I did a gig in New York.
It is true.
Thank you very much. This is a true story from start to finish, and this is another one of the songs I used to play all the time. And they'd stop playing all the time. So it's quite nice to be digging out again. And yeah, so this is I Did a Gig in New York. And the recorded version finishes Charlie on Baran and other percussion. It's actually Baran.
That's not a country in the Gulf. That's that thing.
Yeah. It's the Baran and white van, I think.
Baran and white van.
We recorded it in the back of his white van. And we did lots of stamping, didn't we?
Yeah,
we got quite excited.
We got quite carried away.
Quite carried away. not really caught on as percussion instrument, the white van.
It didn't go like skiffle.
That's true. So yeah, so this is I Did a Gig in New York. I did a gig in New York. It didn't really work out like I thought it would. I saw no Spider-Man in action, nor indeed Fantastic Four, when I did my gig in New York. We were heading for a wedding as far off as you can go. On the way we thought we'd try and circumnavigate the globe. We stop offs in Oahu, San Francisco, Singapore, but first of all, in New York. Well, we set off mid-November and I realised mid-flight a festival I'd only seen on Friends would be happening in real life. US citizens see Thanksgiving as mostly family time and not for rock, not even in New York. So I couldn't get a booking, no matter how hard I tried. The only gig still going was a poet's open mic. So I met with Greg and Mrs. Greg, some friends, on the east side, and off we went to a gig in New York. And I did a gig in New York. It didn't really work out like I thought it would. I didn't meet Madonna or get showered with applause when I did my gig in New York. The other acts were angry poets or stand-ups who would all shout, "God damn you, motherfucker!" Also, happy holidays. Poets don't use ukuleles, stand-ups do not have guitars, so nor did I, not in New York. So I stood up a cappella and I shouted out two tunes and told a joke about the founding fathers that they all thought was rude. After me, two ladies waved their vaginas dancing around the room. That's just how it rolls in New York. And I did a gig in New York. They reminded me of various people that I've done gigs with before. But I finished off my beer and then headed for the door, and that was that, my gig in New York. Well, I got a yellow cab back to the hotel in a daze. Next day, got up to go and watch the Macy's Day Parade. As Charlie Brown pursued that football all the way down 34th, I thought, well, hang on, I'm in New York. And I did a gig in New York. Okay, it didn't work out like I thought it would, but it's a story I will tell a million times and not get bored about the gig I did in New York. So if you do a gig in New York, don't get upset if it don't work out exactly like you thought. Just remember, you'll remember one simple fact forevermore. You did a gig in New York, in New York, Big Finish, in New York. I was going to say, I still saw Helen because my friend Steve said, oh, let's go see Helen, she'll be brilliant. And she was. Right, so oh, thank you. Helen on.
Thank you. Big job for MJ Hibbert. Yeah. Yeah. First there, that was awesome. I really enjoyed that. Thank you very much for inviting me. This is super nice. I've learnt some songs. Especially this, I've written a song that the words are by my friend Beck Hill, who's a comedian. But I've written a song for it, and it has an element of interaction. It's like written down. Would anyone like? Would you like volunteer? Basically, you just need to read this out in an encouraging voice at a point when I kind of nod to you. Song about a friend of Beck's who is. Actually, this is a genuine job. She is a strong woman in a circus, which I didn't think was a job anymore. And it has its benefits, but it also has its drawbacks. It's very difficult to progress through the career path of the story. But it's not so difficult as it is for female trapeze artists, for whom the glass ceiling is a big problem. And it's about the strong woman, and she got dumped, and this is her way of dealing with it. Circus. Tonight she's trying a new part. You'll be on the edge of your seat with her amazing feet. She's a strong woman with a broken heart. She's a strong woman with a broken heart. She fell in love with a handsome clown. They began a glorious affair. But life can be cruel and not all fun. Ironic when you live at the fair. The woman who was mightier than 20 men was slowly falling apart. But she had been taught on with the shark. The strong woman with a broken heart. The strong woman with a broken heart. The pain in her chest grew intense, intense. And she booked a doctor to treat her. He said, your heart is just a muscle like the others. Don't let this setback defeat you. She took his advice and began training, cause she needed somewhere to start. Remember the saying, no pain, no gain. The strong woman worked out her heart. The strong woman worked out her heart. You ready?
You can do it.
48, 49, 50.
Work it, lady! Can I congratulate you and apologise for my terrible whistling? I think you totally won if that was a competition. I had to up my game. Thank you, that was excellent. Here we go. Every time she used her heart, it grew and grew. She learnt to laugh again at clowns, lifted weights while she juggled dates, toned up her smile and lost her frown. Did you hear about the act at the circus? Tonight she's trying a new part. She is my chair and 20 men plus one. The strong woman with a strong heart. The strong woman with a strong heart.
Thank you. I've written a Christmas album. It's Christmas. I started writing it in September, which is not a Christmassy time. Don't listen to Slade every day in September, because you will want to kill. It was a close run thing. It's called "It's Going to Be an Awkward Christmas, Darling," and it's got songs about one family's Christmas day. But this is a song called "Office Christmas Party," and it's from the perspective of the son of the family in this Christmas Day family, this awkward family.
This time last year, at the office Christmas party down the Wetherspoons, I gave you my heart, but it's not like that song by Wham. No, ma'am, I promise. You could have given it away the very next day, and I wouldn't mind. You could have sneaked into my chest, made a cardiac arrest, and that would be fine. Well, it's been a year, and I'm still working here, even though I said I wouldn't be. And my crush on you is crushing me, and like the Coke machine in the canteen, I'm empty inside. Last week I asked to borrow your stapler just to feel your hand in mine. Tonight I'll stop this charade and ask you to dance with me to Slade, and hope you'll say fine. Last year I said, "Hi, my name's Jeff," and you said, "Hi, my name's Monica," and I said hi again and pretended like I didn't know your name. Well, I already did. And you didn't have to pretend, because you genuinely didn't know my name. And I tried to impress you by giving you all my drink tokens, and you used your drink tokens to buy double vodkas, and you used my drink tokens to buy double vodkas. And then at 1 a.m. we tried to leave, and you threw up in the corner of the car park. And you said it was cool to share a taxi home, but then when I tried to get in, your friend Sue, who works in HR, said there wasn't any room, even though there was definitely one seat next to you. I remember it very clearly. And you nodded at me as the taxi drove off, although you might just be nodding generally because you're losing consciousness at that. And that's the thing I like about you. You're so dignified. Now the party's here. We're standing with our beers by the pool table, and you're holding hands with our manager Steve, even though your Facebook status says that you're single. Why does the internet always lie? You've been given a promotion. You don't want my drink tokens. I think my heart is broken. I wish I had never spoken to you at last year's office Christmas party. Right.
I can try one which could go horribly wrong. Yeah, it's already going horribly wrong. This is called a Christmas dinner microwave meal for one. I wasn't planning on doing it, so I haven't practiced it, so it could go horribly wrong.
Jeremy Green wakes up with the sun. Christmas Day has come, his wife nowhere to be seen. She must be out in the conservatory. His head hurts like hell, but he can't remember why. So he carefully places silk pajama feet on golden carpet with a 1-inch pile. What a perfect life, what a perfect wife, what a perfect Christmas. Walks through the hall to the fabulous kitchen, mulled on a magazine feature. Years of overtime, he's paid his dues to keep his wife in shoes. Past the bathroom, marble sinks, gold taps, designer curtains, makes a New Year's resolution to be sure to get that shower working. He's been trying to fix it since 2006, and oh, it all comes flooding back to him. Beloved wrote it, said, "Dear Jeremy, I've met someone. His name is Bond, James Bond. He's a plumber from Basildon. He's my very own Basildon Bond. He can give me what I need. His power shower brings me to my knees. I haven't left you alone over there by the stove for Christmas Day on your own. It's slice of turkey in a bag, roast potatoes looking equally sad, Brussels sprouts but not enough for two, chestnut stuffing in there too. She was his reason, he did everything for her, but now she's gone. His soul won't be restored by a Christmas dinner microwave meal for one. Head spinning, heart exploding, thinks he can go on, stumbles weeping through the house and then sees the Christmas cards from them, the family he said he'd never see again, and thinks, stuff your turkey in a bag, roast potatoes looking equally sad, shove your Brussels down the loo, stuff your stuffing, yeah, stuff you. His sister's family, they love him, but they're really quite bizarre. Hopes they won't be too weird, not if it was a shock. They had to call in the cops, it was a bit of a shock." That's a callback to another song which I haven't. It'll make sense when you buy the album. Jumps into his silver coupe, registration JE22A, windows down, pumping wizard and sleigh. Change the ending to this Christmas Day, dashing through the snow with his 240 horsepower opened up Ferrari sleigh. Watch Uncle Jerry go to his family's lair, no microwave there, just people to share their family meal plus one. Head full of Christmas tunes he's humming, let's hope no one mentions plumbing. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming. Had an army.
Thank you. Woo!
Who's that?
So, yeah. What can you say about Tim that isn't written on the pub toilets of Croydon already?
I've been in the wrong bit. Toilets.
Basically, is it Tim Eakley?
I feel like I've got a massive guitar. Everything else today has been very small. But then I am massive.
So it's right. In proportion.
Yeah, I am massive, so it's alright. So, here's some songs, basically. And this one's called Friends. This is not the truth. This is where it starts. Holding my breath, making a clean pass. And this is all I have, and this is who I am. We hide away our flaws, enjoy it while you can. I want to be your brother, I want to be your father, I want to be your lover, I want to be your son. Will you be my mother? Could you be my sister? Will you be my lover? Are you the one? You mean everything to me. Would you do anything for me? Give me all you have and I'll be yours. We tell each other stories. We smile and share love. Exchange some harmless rounds, finding out our past. I want to earn your trust, to try to feel your pain. We close our minds to failure, go through it all again. Want to be your brother, want to be your father, want to be your lover, want to be your son. Will you be my mother? Could you be my sister? Will you be my lover? Are you the one? You mean everything to me. Would you do anything for me? Give me all you have and I'll be yours. These are not my troops and these are not my lies. I renounce my faith in your squalid little lies. This is what you think, but this weekend the next one, you'll be shifting your position whenever you get tested. I want to be your brother, want to be your father, want to be your lover, want to be your son. Will you be my mother? Could you be my sister? Will you be my lover? Are you the one? I want to be your brother, want to be your father, want to be your lover, want to be your son. Will you be my mother? Could you be my sister? Will you be my lover? Are you the one? You mean everything to me. Would you do anything for me? Give me all you have and I'll be yours. Give me all you have and I'll be yours. I'll give you all I have if you'll be mine.
The Guardian has had to apologise to Mick Upthorne because they reported that during a 3-year period in the 80s he slept with 1,000 women, which obviously is a dreadful slur on his character. The reason they've had to apologise is that he actually slept with 3,000 women. It was 1,000 a year, not 1,000 overall.
How did
they
even do that?
Three a day, he said.
Well, I know three a day.
Three a day.
Three a day?
Yeah.
Every day?
One in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. No,
lunchtime.
They...
Lunchtime, afternoon, evening.
Mm. So I remember seeing a long time ago a report that somebody walked into his hotel room and there were 20 blonde models in there, naked, and him. So if he did 20 at the same time, that's like, he can have a couple of days off.
What is he quantifying his sleep with? Is
well, that's a good point.
Is he doing sex on all of them?
Is he doing sex on all of them?
That's how it goes in the international sex community. Doing sex on, yes. Or was he just looking at them?
It did say in the...
He's like when you're in school when you say, I've done sex with that girl. It's like,
yeah.
Spoke to him.
The Independent said he enjoyed sexual relations with 1,000 women. And then it said afterwards... nobody knows whether they enjoyed it. As well.
It's a shame Norris McWhirter isn't with us anymore.
Yeah. He would have had to independently verify, which would have been a pretty horrible job.
He's
yeah, yeah. I missed that. I think I'm quite lucky. What was that?
It's a little ginger baby.
Yeah, oh God. Yeah, this is called Manual, and you'll have to excuse the rather high note in the middle, so I'll try and do proper breathing.
You can do it.
I don't think I've done
work this. It like yeah.
I could probably be alright. I'm just a bit worried that it, with this few people in a room with no microphone, it's just going to sound a bit weird, but we'll see what happens. Thank you.
way home. I wanted to in through the door, climbing the walls, on up those stairs, and into you. Inside out, my heart is pulled in two directions. Inside out, my mind is filled with such confusion. Inside and out, but want your mind and love your body. In and out. Of you, lock the door, shut out the lights, death to the world, lost from their sight. Inside out, my heart is pulled in two directions. Inside out, my mind is filled with such confusion. Inside and out, watch your mind and love your body. In and out, everyone loves, everyone leaves, everyone cries. Nobody's hurt, nobody bleeds, nobody dies. If I was there, if you were here, then you would see. Everyone loves, everyone leaves, everyone feels. Do you feel? Do you feel? Do you feel? Inside out, my heart is pulled in two directions. Inside out, my mind is filled with such confusion. Inside and out, watch your mind, love your body. In and out.
Bit of music related news, if you didn't already know, is that this year's Anti X Factor Christmas single theme is John Cage. Does anybody not know that?
I didn't know.
No, 4 minutes.
It's John Cage.
John Cage is a famous piece, 4 minutes 33 seconds, number one. Anyway, yeah, so yes, but the point of John Cage's thing, if you didn't know, has everybody heard of it before?
Yeah, yeah. I performed a cover version.
Have you done a go at it? Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I've seen it done, but I've not done it myself. Is the other noise that is going on while everybody's silent is music. I really like it as a philosophical thing because it's very turning music into an accessible thing that everybody can do because any noise is music. So, but yeah, completely missed by the guy in the Independent who was writing it up, who said it wasn't really completely silent because you could hear people breathing and creaky noises of people's jackets in the background and stuff like that. Yes, that's the whole point. Anyway, yeah.
Actually, if it was number one, then it's on top of the pops.
It'd be great if it is number one on Christmas Day. I will watch Top of the Pops first time praise on Christmas Day just to see that happen because it would just be brilliant.
We are in everybody's house all around the country.
Anyway, cool. I think it's great. I think that was all the music news, but I don't know. That was the other one, wasn't it? Playing the wrong song. Here's a mainly political song, the like of which you were commenting on earlier. but it's got a very cheery chorus, hopefully. So it's not completely, not completely terrible. Didn't you vote Lib Dem anyway, so?
I don't think we're talking about
what you. So what you wanted is that?
Yes, Democrats.
Yeah. Terrible talk with the Independent. A terrible interview with him in the Independent. With Clay just talking disingenuous bollocks like every other politician. But yeah, the new politics looks quite like the old politics. Here's some politics. The government sells you war, and they call it military action. And the press sell you lies, and they call it mass circulation. And the dealers sell you drugs, and they call it recreation. And they limit our options, call it freedom of choice. I choose life in its fullness. I choose peace, even if it costs me. I don't care if I win or if I lose. I choose hope for the helpless. I choose money for the weakest. I choose love for the many, not the few. Government sells internment, and they say it extends our freedom. And the banks sell you credit, but they know you can't afford to pay it. And our leaders sell us greed, cause they say we all need feeding. And they limit our options and call it freedom of choice. I choose life in its fullness. I choose peace, even if it costs me. I don't care if I win or if I lose. I choose hope for the helpless. I choose money for the weakest. I choose love for the many, not the few. All my strength comes from deep within. I don't need votes to count for my opinion. That does not rely on victory. And people that I'll never meet. The government sets our borders, and they call it strength in numbers. And they say we're apathetic. You'll notice that they never come round here to say that. And they pay themselves a mighty wage, say they're trapped in some economic cage. But we can't afford to lose them. I said give them all their freedom. I choose life in its fullness. I choose peace, even if it costs me. I don't care if I win or if I lose. I choose hope for the helpless. I choose money for the weakest. I choose love for the many, not the few. I stand for the many, not the few. I sing with the many, not the few. My hope is in the many, not the few.
Thanks for everybody. Thanks, Helen. Who's not here anymore? Helen, Tim. It's me, and it's Andy from Coffee Books and Christie Tea next week. Next week after. Yeah, that's it. Thanks very much.
So, that was totally acoustic, a very nice, rather intimate evening this time, with the sounds of a large storage container being dropped off intermittently around the back of the window. That wasn't me being bad at sound quality, honest. So, yeah, so thanks ever so much to Tim and for Helen for coming along. Thank you for listening. Next time, we've got a special Christmas edition with Chris TT and Andy from Pocket Books on the 21st December. You can find all the links on the webpage. And, yeah, thanks for listening. See you next time.